episode of the Capabilities for Coders podcast. I'm Jeremy Singer from the University of Glasgow. Thanks so much for listening. This week, I was visiting the Oval Cricket Ground in London for the UKRI Digital Security by Design All Hands meeting. There were loads of people there, all with an interest in Cherry capabilities. I met colleagues from various universities, civil servants, industrial reps, and others too. At this event, the main draw was an awards ceremony celebrating software contributions to Cherry BSD. More on this later. First, I caught up with Tim Morley, who was facilitating the All Hands meeting.
Hi, I'm Tim Morley from Bullet Facilitation Limited, and I'm here to facilitate this event today.
Woo! Thanks, Tim. There's loads of people here at the Oval in London, and we're all talking about Cherry. So if someone was to stop you on the street and say, "Hey, Tim, what's Cherry all about?" what on earth would you say to them?
Well, I'm slowly learning, and I'm not a tech person, so it's a little bit over my head all this.
You're very brave.
But if I was to ask my family what they thought about Cherry, they would have no idea what it was. It's not a word that would, well, certainly not a technical word that would come into their understanding. But from my point of view, as I learn a little bit about this, is about security of the chips in my computer. Now, that seems to be quite an important thing.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's a real thing or it's a hype that we're all being worried about breaches of cyber security and protecting our bank accounts and things like that. Yes. Well, that sounds pretty important to me. And if Cherry is a solution to it, then I'd be very excited to know more about it. But actually, I don't know if us people on the streets really know what is going on inside there. So Cherry actually means nothing to us. I just want to know that my bank is secure or my home computer is secure.
Yeah, so you don't care what happens inside your computer as long as your computer itself is sort of safe for you to use.
Yeah, and of course, how would I even know that? So it all comes down to then the manufacturer or the supply or PC world saying to me, "Oh yeah, this is definitely one of the most secure ones." I remember when I bought my last computer, they talked about the Intel chip in it. I was thinking, "Well, I got no idea what you're talking about," but the advertising looks good. You're telling them it's really good. Mm-hmm. I guess, will we one day see the word Cherry written on labels on the outside of computers?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, good. I wanted to ask you a little bit about what it's like to interact with a community of computer science researchers. Is it like herding cats or what?
I definitely like herding cats. I love working with this community, but they're very chatty. And so my job is really to try and move them from one conversation to another. I want to make sure that everybody's having a productive conversation with lots of people. So I ask people to go off and have a conversation, and then I ask them to stop that conversation and start a new conversation. But this definitely looks like they're a very passionate group of people and very enthused by the things they're talking about. The thing, as an outsider, I think to myself, yeah, but what is this? You know, where is this thing? You're all talking about it, but what does it actually look and feel like? And or how does that impact me on the street? Those are the things that are still unanswered for me. But they all seem like they're onto some good stuff.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point in terms of just communicating the motivation and the impact of this technology to the wider kind of public audience. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Tim. In the Cherry events that we've had, these digital security by design events, we've been to all kinds of different places. We're here at the Oval today, in cricket country. We've been to lots of other places as well. Can you tell us something about your kind of, lasting memories of funny places you've been to with Cherry people?
Well, we had a smashing time at Old Trafford, didn't we? Manchester, the football ground. It's a bit lost on me because I don't really understand these sports, but it's impressive. The grounds were impressive, so the Oval's were impressive. We were equally impressive in Wolverhampton.
We went to a former railway station in Wolverhampton.
Right. Yes. We were where the former rails were, weren't we? Yeah. This long, long room, wasn't it? Yeah. And that seemed to work quite well, I think. Mm-hmm. Where else have we been? Where are we now? We have done other. We did another event in London.
It was in a very posh club or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, some very grand sort of place, wasn't it? Yes. We weren't allowed to stick anything on the walls at that event, were we?
No blue tack allowed, no. That's good. Okay, thanks, Tim. That's great. Really nice talking to you, and I'm looking forward to all the things that are happening today. Cheers.
Thank you very much indeed.
Next up, I went to speak to the Free BSD Foundation, who were attending today's All Hands meeting.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm from the Free BSD Foundation.
Hi, Kim. Good. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Free BSD Foundation is and what you do?
Yes, we help support the Free BSD project through, and me specifically, through advocacy and community building efforts. We're focused on advocacy, which is our marketing and awareness on the projects that we're doing, such as Cherry.
I can see lots of lovely laptop stickers and pin badges and things. I'm sporting a pin badge here, so that's very nice.
Yeah.
Cherry is particularly affiliated with BSD, I think, with Free BSD. Can you tell us a little bit about that story, maybe?
Well, security is one of the key features in FreeBSD, the operating system.
I think it's renowned for being a kind of secure
system. And that is why we support events such as this, as well as the efforts that is going on with Cherry BSD, is because security is, we're known for that, as well as it's very important, and we want to continue driving that sort of feature within the software, within the operating system, to keep that an important part of the operating system.
Excellent. Good. What do you think about the Oval? We're here in a cricket ground. Do you know anything about cricket?
I know a little bit about cricket, and I don't think I've ever seen. I would have expected bases and baselines, but I guess not. I guess it's a big old field, and you figure out where you're supposed to run.
I guess so. I think the cricket season hasn't quite started yet. I can see some people out there sort of looking at the grass, but yes, there we are.
This is gorgeous.
Good.
Yeah.
I know, it's very nice, isn't it? Yeah. So here's Greg. Should we
grab
Greg.
Him as well?
Here's
Greg. Yes, we're going to grab Greg.
Maybe we should go somewhere quieter.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm with the FreeBSD Foundation.
Brilliant. Hi, Greg. Can you tell us something about why the FreeBSD Foundation is particularly interested in Cherry and the kind of DSBD ecosystem, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, FreeBSD has been a fundamental foundation to computing innovations for 30 years. Several of the most important computing innovations have come out of FreeBSD.
Tell me.
Sure, like mandatory access control, like container virtualization. Cherry, the ability currently to push 800 gigabits per second of TLS encrypted content on standard servers. So a degree of network efficiency that's really unprecedented in the industry. And so, Cherry is, one of the most recent and most exciting and most important innovations. So the entire world is focused on security. Security is now one of the most important topics of governments, and digital security has become a question of national security.
I think Joe Biden wrote a report recently, there's a White House report about memory safety. I think he even mentioned Cherry, didn't he?
He absolutely did mention Cherry. And the reason it matters is, if you're writing a new systems application today, you should absolutely write that in Rust. But it's impractical to rewrite the billions of lines of C code out there today into Rust. It isn't going to happen. So we need an additional solution to protect our critical systems and people's privacy from memory safety vulnerabilities, which represent a significant percent of all vulnerabilities that are being exploited by state-sponsored cyber threats in many
bad
cases.
Bad actors. Yes, exactly.
So we have to protect people, and there are billions of lines of code in these legacy C and C++ applications out there, and Cherry is a way to do that without having to rewrite the whole thing. In fact, you only have to rewrite maybe a percent or fewer of the total lines of code, and you're instantly protected against these.
Yes.
So this is a really exciting and critically important innovation
cool.
that is coming out of the FreeBSD community.
Yeah. Oh, I think Cherry's very closely linked with the FreeBSD, isn't it? I know Robert Watson has a kind of a foot in both camps.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there are other operating systems, I believe, that you can run on.
Like Linux. Woo.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But certainly BSD and CherryBSD is the first. And why is that, right?
Yeah.
Because the permissive licensing of BSD allowed the partnership between Robert Watson's group and ARM, which was critical to getting this technology out of the lab and ready for commercial
deployment.
Adoption.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, that's really nice. That's
so, that it's very unlikely that with the copyleft license that you could have had that rapid transition from the lab to industry, but the BSD license was essential to that. And it wasn't just FreeBSD. It was also Postgres. It was also LLVM, also permissively licensed. So, you know, the permissive license is critical to innovation, and CherryBSD is an example of that. And so that's why we care, right? Because it's why we exist, is to promote FreeBSD and all of the things that it stands for. And permissive licensing has been there from the start. Yeah.
Thanks. Greg, I think you're here today, without giving anything away, to kind of celebrate some contributions to the Cherry community. Can you tell me a little bit about the Beacon Awards, without giving away any winning entries, because I think that's going to be announced later on today, but just tell us a little bit about the activity, maybe, and the sort of the work that's been involved, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Thanks for asking. So, yeah, this was an opportunity for the FreeBSD Foundation to support and celebrate the people who are picking up CherryBSD, picking up Morello, and applying it to solve real-world problems. And so I worked very closely with George at UKRI, and he and I developed this Beacon Awards program. We received a number of submissions that were all really exciting, and we had an amazing panel of 9 judges from the digital security by design community who evaluated these and you know, really honed in on some that are poised to have a huge impact on digital security. So that was the purpose. So it was an opportunity for the FreeBSD Foundation to show up, to be part of this community, to celebrate. And so we're really delighted to be here.
Thanks. That's really nice. It seems to me that your Beacon Awards are a bit like the Oscars for Cherry. Is that right?
I think maybe bigger.
You know, fantastic.
You'll notice it by my garb that I put on my best outfit.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm ready for the red carpet.
Yeah, me too. I put on my cricket jumper because we're here in the home of Surrey County Cricket Club. Are you a cricket fan, Greg?
I don't know a thing about cricket. I understand it's a little bit like baseball, but I think I'll probably get injured if I say that out loud.
Okay, cool. Oh, well, thanks very much for your time today. Lovely talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Well, it's late afternoon now. I've been here all day at the Oval Cricket Ground in London, and we're getting to the stage everyone's been waiting for. We're going to find out who has won the FreeBSD Digital Security by Design Beacon Awards. Prize time! Let's return to Greg, who's announcing the winners.
These two honorable mention submissions came in the category of adapting existing applications to Morello with memory safety on CherryBSD. And the Beacon Awards honorable mentions go to MicroPython and Bone Demers Weiser.
Wow, that's us. That's us at Glasgow University.
Python 3 language, and it replaces all internal pointers with Cherry-specific bounded capabilities. And this enables secure by design spatial memory safety for the MicroPython interpreter and client Python applications. So when the judges evaluated this, they praised its high level of ingenuity and inventiveness, and were excited about the compelling potential to extend Cherry into small footprint runtimes suitable for embedded devices. For the Bones, Demers, Weiser work, this applied capability enhancements to this garbage collector code base and tags all capabilities. And so what this does is makes this traditionally conservative garbage collector, which previously guesses from bit patterns whether a value is a pointer, and it
turns it into a precise garbage collector, which knows exactly which values are pointers. The judges, again, were very excited about this. They were really excited about the fact that it was done in an open source way, which attacks a problem in a foundation layer that potentially supports a much larger body of work above it. So both of these were submitted by Jeremy Singer, reader in programming language implementation at the University of Glasgow. So Jeremy, I would invite you up to accept your awards and bring any members of your team with you.
Thanks, everybody. It's wonderful being a part of this community, and we really enjoy working with Cherry, and special thanks to EPSRC and DSTF who funded our research. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so that brings us then to our grand prize winners. So we have three grand prize winners. The judges praised these submissions for their broad and significant impact on digital security and important enhancements to the Cherry ecosystem. So without further ado, the first Beacon Awards prize goes to the Mojo Project.
Oh, that's a good one. The Hut Group, PhD, and Manchester University are working on OpenJDK for Cherry.
Existing applications to run on Morello with memory safety on Cherry BSD. So what the Hut Group did, the Mojo Project did, was they ported the OpenJDK JVM. So Java, massive ecosystem. Right?
That's hard work for sure.
To Cherry BSD.
Yeah, I don't envy them.
Memory secure JVM that can run on existing. That can run existing Java applications with no or minimal code changes. This work greatly benefits the massive Java community. Judges were very excited about this, saying the potential impact is huge, as JVM vulnerabilities have been a massive Achilles heel for managed languages. And they also were incredibly impressed with the ingenuity to overcome challenging aspects in reworking objects to use tightly constrained binds. Bounds throughout. So congratulations, Mojo Project team. Please come up and accept your award.
It's a big team. About six of them on the stage there.
Each item is what Jeremy said, really. But thanks especially to John and Georgios for letting us. Awesome.
Well-deserved applause there. Well
Next.
Done.
Grand prize winner goes to Improviser.
Ah, this is Imperial College London. They're doing really interesting operating system work.
Actually was in the second category, refactoring code to use Cherry compartmentalization. And Improviser introduces a new architecture of cloud software that provides a new virtualization abstraction called Cat VMs.
Yeah, they wrote a really nice paper about that.
Foundation for virtualization, Improviser offers strong isolation, low shared TCP, and fast IPC. Judges were
sounds
really
great, doesn't
about
it?
This work and how it enhances Cherry BSD, noting that hybrid capability VMs are directly usable for legacy code. So again, significant impact for overall digital security. They also praised the ingenuity that introduces a novel idea into the Improviser space. So, Improviser team, please come on up.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank anonymous reviewers who supported our application, as well as funding bodies and agencies who supported also our work, DSBD, UKVI, TII, FreeBSD. And I also would like to thank the Cherry community, people which always helped us with challenging questions. Thank you very much.
That's true. Well done, Cherry community. What would we do without you?
Awesome. And then last, but certainly not least,
here's the final prize.
Digital Security by Design Ecosystem Grand Prize goes to Capabilities Limited for Cherry-based memory protection and compartmentalization. compartmentalization for web services on Morello.
This is the spin-out company that Robert Watson looks after. There's Graham Jenkinson. I can see a couple of other developers there as well.
He's charity compartmentalization, and it applies and evaluates the charity protection model in server environments. It also is the first known deployment of the charity library compartmentalization model to C++ software. So get this, the project has ported a total of about 1.7 million lines of server-side software to the Cherry BSD ecosystem. So this includes things like the Nginx web server, which is widely deployed, gRPC framework, PostgreSQL database server, and supporting libraries. Very importantly, porting the server-side software was mostly straightforward, affecting only about 1% of the total lines of code. Judges noted the vast impact of this work given just how widely deployed gRPC and the other core internet building blocks like Nginx and Postgres are. They also cited the submission as really important evidence that the amount of work needed is minimal to gain these kinds of security benefits. Congratulations, Capabilities Limited team. Please.
Just like to thank DSTR for funding the project and really to thank everybody in the wider community, those people who make compilers and hardware and OSs work for us.
That's the last award there. I think Greg's just going to close now.
All right. Well, that does it for the awards. Thank you again to the Digital Security by Design community for having us here. Thanks to all of the people who submitted, and congratulations to all the winners. Thank you.
Everyone's applauding wildly. That's the end of the award ceremony there. And in fact, that's the end of our podcast. Thanks very much for listening to Capabilities for Coders. See you later. Bye.